From the Financial Times in London, I'm Caroline Vinham, and this is FT News. Global companies with business ties to Arab Gulf states have found themselves in an uncomfortable position as a result of a trade boycott of Qatar by four regional Arab states, including Saudi Arabia and the UAE. Those with close ties to Qatar fear being excluded from lucrative deals as a result of an unofficial extension of the boycott, and it now appears that these fears are spreading to banks. On the line with me to discuss this is our Gulf correspondent, Simeon Kerr. Simeon, you broke the story this week about Abu Dhabi unofficially freezing out Western banks that have close ties to Qatar. Can you talk us through a little bit of the background here?
In early June, Abu Dhabi is one of four Arab states that launched a boycott of Qatar, accusing the gas-rich state of supporting terrorism, which they deny. At the moment, what has been done is that the transport links to Qatar from those four countries, Saudi Arabia, UAE, Bahrain and Egypt, have been cut. Trade ties have been cut. Direct airline flights have been cut. That was officially what was done. They threatened companies that were going to be trying to do work both in Qatar and, say, Saudi Arabia and the UAE. They might also be targeted. That was a threat that has been pulled back on after Western pressure. But it's still somewhat on the table. And certainly companies are working around this, or they're sort of making contingency plans to deal with being told by these huge economic powers, Saudi Arabia and UAE, that they have to choose between their markets and Qatar. So that's a big issue for business. Beyond that, I mean, we're seeing UAE, Saudi banks pull out deposits from Qatari banks. Other stuff is happening beyond the original travel boycott. Unofficially, there's still a lot of anger in places like Abu Dhabi, Saudi Arabia. There's a deep resentment across the Gulf at the moment, and it appears that individual entities within these countries are taking matters into their own hands to a certain extent, trying to follow official policy and implementing that in their day-to-day decision-making. So we saw that banks such as Deutsche Bank, Barclays, Credit Suisse might be invited to bid for work. It seems at the moment they're being told, when they're asking their contacts in Abu Dhabi what's going on, they're being told, well, listen, you're not going to get anything for a while, given what's going on politically with Qatar at the moment.
And obviously that means that it might miss out on pretty lucrative mandates. I mean, we've got the forthcoming IPO of Abu Dhabi's National Oil Company, no?
Yeah, I mean, that's the one that's very much in focus at the moment. It was the bidding for that process which brought all these issues to the fore. These banks will be very worried about Abu Dhabi, which is some IPOs coming up, a lot of debt work, but they'll be particularly concerned whether this was going to happen in Saudi Arabia, where over the next few years, under the new Crown Prince, they plan to IPO Aramco, the state energy company, and there's up to 95 other privatizations planned. So far, it seems there's no problem in Saudi Arabia. They've been told it'll be okay, but certainly in Abu Dhabi, there's a lot more concern.
Interesting. And for now, this is an unofficial behind-the-scenes move that people have taken upon themselves rather than it being mandated by the local government. Do you have any insights, Simeon, about how the banks are responding to this?
Well, at the moment, it's very early days. They've only had a few weeks to digest this. There's a lot of concern. They're speaking to officials and trying to figure out how this might work itself out in the future. Credit Suisse and Deutsche Bank have significantly bigger exposure to these countries than, say, Barclays, which has been receding from the region after many of its problems with Qatar, which has been reported about as well. Credit Suisse and Deutsche, they've got deep contacts in the region. I think they're hoping that this will just be a short-term phenomenon and that quickly there could be a new modus operandi between them and these states, and moving forward they can go back to where they were before. That's what they're hoping for at the moment. But feelings are very raw in the Gulf and it's going to be difficult for them to navigate this one.
Thanks, Simeon, and thanks for listening. This is an edited segment from the FT's Banking Weekly podcast, which comes out on a Tuesday and which you can download from all the usual podcast apps.